So Rinpoche asks you to take the medicine of the Buddha, which is to realize the expanse of your mind. So the medicine of the Buddha, which everyone can take, is to examine the expanse of their own mind. So the true nature of mind, which is the expanse and awareness inseparable, which is clarity and emptiness inseparable, is the ultimate medicine. It's the medicine that, when we take, can clear away all suffering. And it's the medicine that is beyond anybody being sick or any type of sickness or anybody to cure that sickness. It's beyond all those types of concepts.
Like a sun. Marek mba yom. Nyamatao marek pe mba tao yom brasepa. Nyamatao marek mba yom. Dawa tao nyomon donwa se. Dawa tao ngabe nyom mba. Dawa shana tsepa yom. Sapo yom. Nyomon ke tsadong.
Nasa.
Toksom ne se sanje ni de la, 도촌제 내 세벌 세바 생기니들
라
라라 난내 도소
맞아
난내 미들라 벤드야이 오게 빌릿소 벤드야이 오 벤드야 하 코스만 벤드야 그래
아 라페스 라졸레
아 벤드야이 오게 벤드야이 오게 빌릿소 게바탈 레파 조르시
Electro.
Gevata lepator.
Uh-huh.
Kangala tor.
That's all.
Big so.
Big so. So then Rinpoche makes up a little verse. He says, like the sun, it clears away, it outshines all the darkness of ignorance. And like the moon, it cools. Its light cools the afflictions or the kleshas. It is the god of the medicine of the Buddha. It cures the three poisons. It is the light of lapis lazuli. It is the way of virtue.
Nature tava dunding dinking. Nature tava dunding ding. Root.
Okay.
They mean the dunit away.
They mean.
They nimbo.
They nimbo.
They nimbo dunit. Dunit away. They nimbo dami topa in dame to topa.
Are?
Neti jezi, nenam jezi den 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 den.
Are?
They nimbo dami topa in den den den.
Tiempo.
De mi topo, de embarma.
So then Rinpoche makes up another verse. The root of sickness is clinging to things as being real. The antidote for that is realizing that they're not real, that they have no self. What gives rise to suffering is clinging to things as real. What gives rise to sickness is clinging to things as real. And the antidote to that is realizing that they're not real.
Samba ningi kinge memba yi.
Samba ningi chenbo.
Ying chana shi. Ying ningi ten temba.
Rasa. Samba ningi.
Samba ningi kinge memba yi.
Rasa.
Tablan kepe. Tablan kepe. Nenam kisipa.
Tapla kepe
ne. Nam kesepa. Kivar sepa, sor sepa.
Shi.
Are, kivar
sepa. Lasa, alasa, alasa. Shi sepa.
Tekpa chenpu langdang tundu ser. Tee tekpa chenpu langdang tundu ser.
Tundu ser.
Tee sunam tso nam parvar jo. Tee sunam tso nam parvar jo.
So then the third verse is there's only one word in Tibetan for doctor, so that refers to everybody here. Even if you're not a doctor, then you're a doctor in this verse. So Rinpoche says, you doctors who have great loving kindness and compassion, you use very skillful means to pacify and clear away illness. And because this is completely in accordance with the great vehicle, the Mahayana, it is a fantastic accumulation of merit.
Kathik Kangar Hakoto, Kangar Hakoto. Da Kadeo Hajang Nejin Trupe, Hajang Nejin Trupe, Nepaye Hajang Trupa, Hajang Domenti, Hajang Nejin Trupe, Nepala. Tempe kangar thamche zu seke
tembe kangar
kale khabu zeba du
tembe
hajan le den thupu ne bala dena ne bala kale khabu yugura wa hakun
hajan memba kale khabu zobi du
hajan le den thupu ne bala dena zuwe ne bala はい、ね、トクセの。ね、で、トクセでね、で、どうなんだ、センドバ。まあ、そう。ね、で、どうなんだ、ヤンセンドバ。まあ、そう。で、だめね、ばれてね、かれかこ。はい、ね、で、トクセね、ばら。え、てんのそう、かがるぞせ。で、たぶん、はい、ね、で、トクセね、ばら、てんで、かれかこ、んぐれね、ばら。かがるたんて、ぞせな。 됐어요. 저도 파생 요소 조파르죠. 근데 저도 파생죠. 말베.
그래.
근데 이게 너무 좋아.
그래.
너무 말해.
근데 네바 네 슈첸모도 축
네바 네 슈첸보 양생 이런 두 그래. 너 그래 갈래 天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物呢天然物 Think so.
Think so.
Mandik na dhigwa ki zogri.
So then another verse Rinpoche says is that when you see people who are very, very sick, incredibly sick, and also their minds are quite disturbed by that, then that also makes it difficult for you. But through the power of great loving kindness, compassion, and patience, you practice the Mahayana and your accumulation of merit greatly increases. So this is these things which Rinpoche says are, he suggests to you as being ways that people in the healthcare profession should think. And if you think in this way, then that is that thinking, that way of that view is in accordance with the great vehicle of the Mahayana. So do you have any questions?
Yeah.
Could you say a little bit about Tonglen?
Mm-hmm. You want him just to explain how to do it? Well, I think most people
here have had Tonglen
transmission. Tonglen, I think. But I think, yeah, if you could just talk a little bit about Tonglen practice, since we've been talking about it from a Buddhist
perspective.
And I'm not sure exactly how you could say that question.
Okay.
Dennis,
does anybody
know how we could come in?
I'm not sure that's going to come out exactly in terms of our approach. You might inquire.
Well, the question is whether Rinpoche is familiar with how we've gotten Tonglen transmission and what sort of practice Tonglen, how we generally do Tonglen practice.
No.
I think he may be.
Okay. Well, you want me to ask him about Tonglen
in general, and if he's not familiar with the type of practice we're doing, I'm happy to talk to you. I'll give him more detail.
And the Rinpoche he comes to the Tonglen, the two, can you do this?
Tonglen is the one that's so,
he doesn't know how you practice it, but I can tell you what he knows about it. Tonglen Tang Shakya Chenpo Jarna
Hachang Nechen Nagra Nepar Mepi Nungi Senge Rang digi tanki deva the giva tanki yinki digdu ranna lembarasa. Tekang by the tribuchi.
So Rinpoche put this all in one line and he said that with someone who is incredibly sick as the focus of your meditation, you develop great compassion and take all of their sickness and suffering and pain onto yourself and give them all of your happiness and comfort and peace of mind.
Tongkin lemba potang, lenze dedo, 똥 흰 레이사 기어와 매파리 기바르사 기미 두가니드 기바르사 기어와 매파 두바르사
나사
기레에서 알레아 하고소나
나사 하고소
똥미세 빡보당 똥당 레이사 Yemi tupa tarawali kibarasa. Tiksu me?
Tiksu. So then Rinpoche says that you should know that the person who is taking the happiness is given are in fact unborn, able that we could use to describe them, their true nature. And so then this is the Mahamudra aspect of it that's coming up. Rinpoche says that you should look directly and nakedly at the mind which takes and sends, rest in it without any contrivance, just be naturally.
Etar namdol chadul china, charva tanko so, namdol chadso tanko so china, memba namdin chodh chodhvarandu. Etar, namdo, etar, number tokpe, number tokpa, chadur, tetar tetar kina, memba namjin chodhu chodhu.
Tetar number tokpa.
Shava tamprova. Tetar number tokpa, chadur chodhin kina, memba namjin chodhu chodhu. Namdo chachor tamprova.
So now Rinpoche says that this is for all of you doctors and others. Rinpoche says this is the unmistaken way to have thoughts arise and then be liberated. Other questions?
Tambo? Tambo?
Tongxing lenpa po tang, tongxing lenja, jewa, Mepa, Chirpa, Chirpa, Tangja, Shivanja. Tene, Tongxing, Lempe, Sempa, Chichi, Tete, Rangwap, Machu, Lulu, Shakura. Tene, Tetar, Nampa, Topa, Sharwa, Tangjo, Sharjo, Tulma, Norwa, Menpa, Nampa.
Nampa, Soma, Tere.
I would like you to see if you have anything more to say about doing Tonglen on the spot with someone who is sick.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who is in a lot of mental pain.
Mm-hmm.
And they come and they're talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
That on the spot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then Nepa Tang Nyamtu Depe Kapsa, Eba Nepa, Dunya Chenbo Du, Kang Sem Trupa, Chenbo, Trupa Chenbo Du, then a D Kapsa, Tang Yamdu, Nampa Tang Nepa, Tang Yamdu Depe Kapsa, and a Tonglen Kanjes, Yamsu Lendu. D
Kapsa Nepa D, Hakan Trupa Kapsa, Nepa Yam Jiki.
So Rinpoche says the first thing that you should realize in that situation is that the person who is sick is just a mere appearance that comes about through the gathering of interrelated causes and conditions, like the appearance of somebody being sick in a dream. And also the physician or the person working with them is just the mere appearance of causes and conditions, just like a physician in a dream. And the person's sickness is just mere appearance of causes and conditions, just like the sickness that appears in a dream. So by realizing this, then you can understand what is meant by equality.
Kunzo Mulam Tavarinyam, Tundan Tiva Maparinyam, Tundan Tiva Maparinyam, Ninjan Tetar Matope, Nepal, Nepal, Ninjan Tetar Matopa, Matope, Nepal, Nam, Ninja, Go, Tonkin Lamp and the Pak.
Big so, you know, Yanja Sorana. Netang, Nepa, Nepa,
Netang, Nepa, Nepa, Som, Kunzo, Mulam Towering Yum, King Edith,
Passum,
Kunzo, Mulam Towering Yum, Mulam Towering Yum, The
So Rinpoche has a verse for dealing with this situation, and he says that think of appearances in the relative as just being like a dream. So what we see is everything just like appearances in a dream. And think that ultimately or actually these things are all empty. But at the same time you do that, for the person who's sick, who thinks all of these things are real, who thinks their sickness is real and suffers because of that, for that person, practice Tonglen with great compassion.
Mm-hmm.
No, sir. So Rinpoche says that way, with regard to yourselves, you'll have the perfect, you'll have the correct view of how all appearances are a quality. And at the same time, for the person who takes things to be real, you practice Tonglen with great compassion. So Rinpoche says that by doing this, by thinking about how the relative is, and by thinking how things actually are, so with these two thoughts, and then meditating with compassion for the person who is sick, then what you do is you are effective in that you have great compassion for the person who is sick, but at the same time your own mind doesn't get disturbed by it. So Rinpoche says you also need to know the correct view of how to be fearless, and so he sings a verse about that, and he says because this life is just like a dream, then this body also is just dreamlike.
Also dreamlike.
And because of that, any sickness is just like a dream. So if I die now, I'm not afraid. So this way you'll have the perfect view, and you'll be like a hero. You'll be someone who's very courageous, who has no fear or apprehension about death. So there are, Rinpoche says that many of the great siddhas like Milarepa and Gyalwa Gotsangpa and Machik Labdrin all sang songs very similar to this about how even in the face of death they were completely unafraid because they understood what the nature of death really is. So Rinpoche says, then you will be of great assistance to the sick people with whom you work.
te men ba tam mi ba nang ba tam che la ta wa ten da go go tu nang ba
ha ba tu. So, and Rinpoche says, not only do people in healthcare.
So, Ninju, Chevala, Jigpa, Pota, Nawata, Chevala, Jigpa, Pota, Trapapu, Dayo, Mare, and Jigra, Namdonjava.
So, if we look at this in terms of the different vehicles of Buddhism, then it's the same for all of them in a certain respect, that none of the schools of Buddhism is there any fear of death. And so Rinpoche then talks about the first turning of the wheel of Dharma, which is the vehicle of the hearers, the Shravakas. And in that vehicle, when sickness arises, then, well, the main view of this vehicle is the absence of any I, the absence of any self. And so because of that, then when sickness arises, the practitioner realizes that there's really no one who is sick. There's no one who is going to die. And so therefore, there's also no one to be afraid at all. So Rinpoche says that if we then look at the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, then what we find in the view of the Mahayana is that all dharmas, all phenomena are actually empty. They don't exist. And so then how this works is that we realize that suffering really doesn't, that the sickness doesn't exist, and the suffering which comes from the sickness isn't something that exists, and so there's no object of which to be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of. There, you can never find anything to be afraid of, and if you can never find anything to be afraid of, then fear can't arise either.
Mm-hmm. Ngor hati nimbu, shiva lindepa, yeta namchi lindepa, shiva lindepa ngor samadhi song,
Lhasa. So there was a great siddha in Tibet named Gyalwa Gotsangpa, and at the time that he was about to pass into nirvana, that his life was about to come to an end, he sort of was in a sort of state of sleep, and his students were gathered around him, and they were crying because they knew that he was about to leave them. And so at that moment he woke up and he started laughing, and he sang a very beautiful song about how he wasn't afraid of death, but about actually there is no death, there's no birth, there's no getting old at all. And then he died. So that's, Rinpoche says that that's exactly how you in the healthcare profession have to be, and you should think like that, you should think about that view, and you should meditate exactly like that.
Supatan, suna rang ke da yung, rewa mepa. Ma supatan, mepa hena, hendogre, rang ke da, ninda, nyamgove, redo mepa.
So Rinpoche also says that you should be without any hope or fear. And he says that, for example, that if you have a patient who's about to, who's in danger of dying, then you shouldn't have any hope that you'll be able to cure them in order that your own reputation will be very great that you saved this person, and that also you shouldn't have any hope that, or you shouldn't have any fear that if they die, that your reputation won't be so good anymore. So Rinpoche says, doctors who are without hope and fear are the best doctors of all, Rinpoche thinks. Rinpoche says that doctors who are without hope and fear are the kings, and who understand equality are the kings of all doctors. So Machi Gladrin sang a verse that the chud practice, which he did, the chud practice, which was free of hope and fear, is the best of all possible practices of chud, all the best of all practices of cutting through. Other questions?
Yeah, you.
since my realization of you is not quite up to par, I'm worried about harming the people mm-hmm. that I see,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. wonder if there's mm-hmm. a particular place where I'll know that it's mm-hmm. okay to do my practice.
What kind of practice? Buddhist practice? Oh, okay. Dene Morangi Semam Chile.
Oh, Semgimis, yeah.
Semam Chile.
Oh, yeah.
Dene Morangi Tawa Yangdapa Mares. Dene Morangi Jitra Sharsun Karesana Morangi Samotang Ne Samsam Nepa La Nerjegidu. Dene kadu tang kandres hako dene nirpa mache tang nune kontola pentokidu.
Te tsogo kunung semna rale, nyingi semge rota sena nepa la nepa ndoku ma.
Nasa.
Nyingi yona, nepa la nyingi yona, nepa la nepa ndoku ma.
Nasa.
Kare suna ya nepa ndoku ma.
Nasa. So Rinpoche says that it really depends on your meditation of compassion, and that on your own mind. And he says that if you really have compassion for the patient, then what you say will be a benefit for them. It won't hurt them.
Ropa seba tamje, ini geva lendo kare. Sem nemba yona, sem nemba yona, ini dipa nemba yona.
Lasa.
Sem nemba yona nemba yona.
Lasa. So Rinpoche says that in Buddhism it's said that the intention is the most important thing, and the intention is the root of either virtue or non-virtue, so that if the intention is good and if compassion is there, then what you do will be a benefit to them. But if you don't have a good intention, if you have a bad intention, then whatever you do will be of harm to them. So Rinpoche says that the interaction between the patient and the physician is one of mutual interdependence, and that the thoughts that come up in the physician's mind come about in dependence upon what the thoughts of the sick person is, and vice versa. And so that what this shows us is because they're interdependent, they're only dependently existent, that they truly don't exist. They don't exist as something independent. They're not something that's truly existent. And so that therefore their true nature is clarity and emptiness inseparable. So Rinpoche says that it's just like the interaction between a patient and a physician in a dream, that it looks like they are interacting and that each one is having different thoughts, and that one thinks something and then the other thinks something, and then it goes on like that. But in fact, if you recognize the dream, then you recognize that it's just clarity and emptiness inseparable. It's just awareness and emptiness inseparable. And if you realize that, then you'll realize that none of this ever arose in the first place. It's all of the nature of equality. So if you recognize the dream, then you'll understand that very well. And if you don't, then you won't. Is there an ear doctor I could go to? No, I'm too good.
Think so.
So Rinpoche makes up a verse and he says, because samsara is only in our conceptualizing mind, then one's own disturbed or bothered mind, upset mind, is just a thought. For example, like a wave which comes out of the water. And knowing this, just rest in the essence of equality where all thoughts are pacified. So the example of like an ocean and the waves is given because it's very good example for how thoughts in the mind are constantly changing, constantly rising and then falling back into the mind, just like waves rise and fall back into the ocean. So the first we understand how it is that these thoughts are constantly changing. There's nothing that is substantially, you know, has any kind of permanence about them, because they're always changing all the time. And then the perfection of that realization is the realization of equality, the realization that all of these in their true nature are actually equal. So in this way, you can realize how, as a psychoanalyst, you can work with the thoughts of the patient and help to change the thoughts of the patient. So Rinpoche makes up a verse for you, and he says, because thoughts are always changing, then you have the power to change the thoughts of the person who's sick. And it's just like if you recognize a dream, you can do different things in the dream. And so, therefore, exert yourself in the changing of thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Other questions?
다쳐버렸습니다. 근데 저는 좀 멤버티 就是这些开发的军队的先进那把经验吧那是就是把的呢没的没把你打算得没有这份心心那把经验吧先进那把卡车有吧那是就是把的呢那是把你的马车的把的那没的那没人就会说没把开发人就会说 네요 나슨 개발한 적이 있었어. 대 네요스에 버리켰습니다. 대비 이제는 멤버 초양, 대니 멤버 초 내가양, 대니 같은 부리 네요근 내가양 산주선
배제받고. 맞아. So, Rinpoche quotes a verse from the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life by Shantideva, and what Shantideva said in an aspiration was, he said, for however many sick people there are in the universe, and for however long that they are sick, may I be their doctor and their medicine and their nurse. And so Rinpoche says that this demonstrates the great importance of the work of physicians and the work of nurses and other people who work with sick people. It's very, very important.
Tetar Sanju Simba Su Simba Sama Su Mulam Tok Kimbu Tenda Wotaba Latini, the new member Kebatan, Ni Zangbotan, the new Neo Kebatan, Neo Ni Tina, Tundula Kevalandri.
So then, based on based on you bodhisattvas and male and female bodhisattvas, making very strong aspiration prayers to be able to help the sick, then you'll become incredibly skilled and brilliant physicians and nurses and whatever else.
Machu Soma Logarjo Sanjo travel to Gordon Tell, Natsama Bang near dying. Where's Uncle?
Lassa?
What is people? Is it just a miracle? Machu Soma, is it just a miracle? Machu Soma, the miracle. Sanjo travel to Gordon.
Rinpoche wants me to sing this song, from sing this verse from a song that he's been teaching recently called The Eight Things That When Not Discarded There's Purity by Gotsangpa. So here goes. Sickness and pain lack a base or root, and when settled naturally, fresh and loose, they appear as Dharmakaya, free from thought and expression. Illness has not to be discarded, this is purity. So, if we look at this verse, the first line says, sickness and pain lack a base or root. And so that is the view, that is the correct view, that these things aren't really something real, they're empty. And then the next line says, and when settled naturally, fresh and loose, well, that's the meditation. That's how we should meditate, very relaxed and very fresh. And then the fruit is described in the third line. It says, this sickness, this pain, appears as the Dharmakaya, free from any thought or expression, which could talk about it in any way. And so because of that, because of these three, And the last line says, illness is nothing that has to be discarded. Just knowing that is a state of purity.
Okay.
Rinpoche wants me to read it one more time and then we can say it together. So the first line says, sickness and pain lack a base or root. And when settled naturally, fresh and loose, they appear as dharmakaya, free from thought and expression. Illness has not to be discarded. This is purity. So now, we'll all sing it together. Sickness and pain like a base or root, and when settled naturally, fresh and loose, they appear as dharmakaya, free from thought and expression. Illness has not to be discarded. This is purity. So he says, all of you doctors are great singers too. Again. Sickness and pain like a base or root, and when settled naturally, fresh and loose, they appear as dharmakaya, free from thought and expression. Illness has not to be discarded. This is purity.
Again.
Sickness and pain like a base or root, and when settled naturally, fresh and loose, they are here as dharmakaya, free from thought and expression. Illness has not to be discarded. This is purity.
Tenda wo te tene memba chenso memba latawa tenda wo kogno.
So
memba rangtawa.
So Rinpoche says this is exactly the view that you as physicians and people in healthcare profession need to have. Exactly like this. This is how you should think.
Tenma na tama bang ne da sigiti pekale. Malanda nana, nanto drupada mato, nene ne debar mato parvasa, tini ran, malan mochi na randur di nukre mato, ne paya yo mato, randur randar.
So what's the example for how it is that sickness isn't something that has to be given up? It's the sickness in a dream. If you have a dream of being sick, and you realize that you're dreaming, then of course there's nothing that needs to be done. There's no cure that needs to be given. There's nothing that you need to do because you recognize that it's just a dream. And that state of recognition is a state of purity. So that's how we should think. So then there's another verse from this song that Rinpoche says he thinks will benefit you. And so it goes like this. Although, I have to sing it.
Very
tongue. this verse is good for you because you have to listen to me sing it. So at the same time, you can think of the torment that goes along with that. And so it goes like this. Although a human life is tormented by sickness, a mind that sees flaws or that rejects does not come about. Equal taste appears as an ornament of one's practice. Suffering has not to be discarded. This is purity. So now I'll say it and then we'll sing it all together. Although a human life is tormented by sickness, a mind that sees flaws or that rejects does not come about. Equal taste appears as an ornament of one's practice. Suffering has not to be discarded. This is purity. So now together.
Together. Sing a song together.
Although a human life is tormented by sickness, a mind that sees flaws or that rejects does not come about. Equal taste appears as an ornament of one's practice. Suffering has not to be discarded. This is purity.
Gautamba Drupa Dhyapa Kapsa Jyun Ahachan Jyun Nubun Navare.
Naso?
Jini Meji Kikir.
Naso?
Me Lamda Kisukir.
Naso? So Rinpoche says that Gotsangpa was someone who, when he was practicing, got very, very sick. And so this wasn't an obstacle for him. Instead, he used his sickness. He took his sickness to the path. And because of his sickness, he gained realization. And he gained realization by thinking about his sickness in just this way. So Rinpoche says that these verses are very, very good to keep in mind for times when we ourselves are suffering a great deal, or if we see people suffering a great deal, if we have a lot of sickness, if we're around sickness, then they're very good to remember. So this is something that these verses are things that you as doctors and healthcare professionals can use in your own practice for your own view, and they'll benefit you very much.
Tenen tadong men te kiran su tanda nyingi tenpo tang tunmi topi kirab songden rete nepa la ping topar se. Deyang nepa la ping topan deyang tenen therap tikra mayimba therap mangbula nepa la nepa hajang mangbula penpa jatembo yungun.
So Rinpoche makes a prayer for you, and he says that based on your great compassion, may that continue to increase, and your understanding, your wisdom, your understanding of the true way things are, may that increase, and that from that may you be able to benefit many, many sick people, and not only in this lifetime but in all lifetimes to come, may you continue to help the sick. So at the time you realize the true nature of mind, you become And at the time you become Buddha, you become fully enlightened, you become the kings of all doctors. So there was in Dorje Changma Tepa.
Dorje Changma Tepa.
So Nagarjuna, the master Nagarjuna, wrote 17 praises, and one of them was the praise of Dorje Chang, Vajradhara. And in this praise, he said, "I prostrate to the king of all doctors." So Rinpoche says that he makes up this verse, like the sun that cures, that outshines the darkness of ignorance, like the moon whose light cools the afflictions, the kleshas, to the Buddha, for the Buddha, who is the god of all doctors, who knows the antidote for the three poisons, and may his light of lapis lazuli, shine everywhere, and may everything be auspicious. So Rinpoche says that there's a group of doctors that comes to Karma Choling, and Rinpoche says that doctors are like, they dispel the obstacle or the harmful spirits of sickness. And so then Rinpoche says that if you come to Karma Choling again, then that would be very good.
Okay. Gewandeye geokun sonam yeshe tototu sonam yeshe leju tambakun ye topashu mendyonu mokwe etashi yaradoju zongu etashi tadarajame tu ye etashi yaro kusun tuki etashi nende nimo dele sende nime kuyan dele intentado dele
So he says, you guys are really excellent singers.
What do
you say? This is what you
used to.